Do you all remember The Sims? That great game where you hook up with anyone you wanted and have kids and build houses and stuff, and sometimes even murder if you want. Well, think about that, except instead of humans, it's lions. And what if I told you this already exists? That's right. I'm talking about liodev.com. And everyone can go online and sign up now. I love Lioden.
I'm Caroline Cotter.
I'm James Dwyer.
I'm Maggie Widows. And thanks for listening to us here on Stinkers, the GAC, as in Nickelodeon's GAC from the 90s, but not the slang term for cocaine, according to dictionary.com, of podcasts, where we celebrate the absolute biggest stinkers, aka worst ideas our guests have ever had.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Welcome to the pod, member of Big Grande, co-host of Man Dog Podcast, and all-around improv king, Ryan Rosenberg.
Yeah! Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Ryan, I gotta fill you in a little
bit. There's a lot of things
just happened to me.
Yeah.
Caroline is a part of one of the scariest communities the internet has to offer, and it is...
It is a community of maybe open pedophiles.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
It's shocking, and we have talked about it on this podcast, and she is addicted to playing this game where it's all about mutations, a.k.a. incest.
And am I overstating by saying open pedophiles? Yes. To be clear, that's an exaggeration, but only barely.
It's a browser-based web game where you can catch lions.
And it's about sexualizing the lions and
That is an element I was not aware of, and it is just that is kind of hit
you
home.
You did learn
every day.
It day one, and then have
and it's gotten
played
worse
every day forever since.
And it sounds like a big element, I have to say.
Yeah. And I will say that element has only been more underlined every single time I log on. There's some new like flavor text talking about like
you
sexualizing
can't
them
say
in a way.
Flavor text in the context of Lyoden. That's
what is that? Yeah, what does that mean?
Flavor text also I associate with Magic the Gathering in its pure untouched.
I don't know what flavor
form.
Text is.
Pokemon cards or something. Like, you know,
well,
or
it's a
like
card
even
game thing,
in this
yes.
or even in The Sims when it's like just things that like descriptive text about something that like has no impact on the game
it's
itself.
It's got a taste.
But I've got to be incorporating this word into my vocabulary. Yeah.
I think you could wear it really well, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some things are this is great for me because conceptually I can say that some things were just flavor text.
Yeah.
You know that I'm saying like,
yes.
Don't it take that as real. That was flavor.
Definitely
text.
Speak in flavor text. A lot, yes. I would say.
Yeah. It sounds nasty. Like when you said it, it sounded like you were calling someone a flavor text.
I agree.
I think that's because
it really sounds so fucked up. Like to be called flavor text or to have it invoked at you does feel so offensive.
It is because, Ryan, you've already gotten a poisoned kind of image of me as a person based off of James and Maggie and my passion for the website liodev.com. So now everything seems kind of toxic in that.
Well, say for a second that you are normal. Like, who are the other normal people that play this? Because you guys are saying there's a lot of freaks on here. What other kind of regulars are on here?
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm not at the point where I'm engaging with the community on here.
Isn't Joaquin Phoenix Joker on that website?
Yeah, he founded it.
Oh, okay.
That's what radicalized him, right? And it's good. He's good.
Mm-hmm. It's a deleted scene from the movie. Is him just trading Lyodens and typing, messaging someone saying, oh, whoa, that's a rare mutation.
You don't really
trade. Which is a thing that people say.
You don't really trade the lions. And yeah, sometimes you do get a little bit of a rare mutation.
I have so no context for this game, but it does sound completely fucked and perverted.
Yeah, I think you should sign up.
When you see how low tech the website is, too, I think that's the first like red flag that scares the shit out of you.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's like a flash game on Ebaum's World.
It's
right.
Pretty flash.
That makes it feel like a front. You know, it's like, oh, it's a harmless game, but like
well,
secretly,
that's what it is. It's they
it
use
like
this 4chan. Language that's all around. You know.
Uh huh.
They talk about the pups
Oh my God. No, they don't. They talk about the Cubs, Maggie. Nobody's you having could be puppies part of the on liodead.com.
Yeah, you could be a part of the next Pizzagate. Have you ever?
Which is real.
Yeah, we agree.
That's something we talk about at length on this podcast.
Is okay, how good. That is. Good.
Do any of Ryan up top, we normally just the three of us will share if we have stinkers of the week. Anyone have anything to offer?
I went hiking. Or not hiking. I went to Storm King this weekend. And while I was there, I did a thing that I think pissed off everyone I was with, like a bit that was funny to me, but no one liked it. And then I would do it around strangers and they hated it too.
Okay.
And I would just say,
it's pretty good evidence.
Yeah.
Yes. sounds like an idea.
Jury's out on how the bit. Yeah. And I would just keep saying, because it was beautiful outside, and I'd be like, wow, I feel like I'm in the movie Toys. if you're not familiar, Toys came out in like the 90s, and it features Robin Williams as a sort of Willy Wonka-esque character in a factory owned by the military that makes toys. And Joan Cusack's in it, but Joan Cusack's like maybe a simple prisoner who lives there, but makes toys. Like, or she's a robot. Anyway, the whole time I was there, these views I was seeing, it was like something out of the movie Toys.
Is that a big? Are the views a big part of Toys?
That's what I'm curious about as well.
There's probably one, maybe two shots where they show outside, and I'm like, whoa.
In the whole movie.
Yeah. Another thing it's kind of like is like in Beetlejuice when it's daylight and they show the house on the hill from far away.
Sure.
And it's a little like that, but it's more like the movie Toys.
I can't.
So I wouldn't stop doing it.
I think it's a great bit. I think people may not be resonating with it because they just don't get it. You know, it's pretty advanced. It's pretty niche.
Yeah.
But in that niche might be really popular. I haven't seen the movie. I've just seen the cover of the, like, I think VHS when I was feels like a dumb child.
It seemed like a blockbuster staple.
Someone bought it for like the family and it was not a kid's movie. And we watched the crap out of it and it gave me nightmares. But more than that, when I go to a Hudson Valley, I think I'm in the movie Toys. So,
where's the Hudson Valley in real life?
North of the city, about an hour and a half north of the city.
Beautiful.
New York City.
Beautiful.
And Storm King's like this big outdoor like art installation, right? I've never been there still, but it's
an
like
art park, so to speak.
It's definitely, Storm King is definitely in like a lot of independent romantic dramedies. If it's because it indicates that they're not basic and going apple picking, you know, it's
going to Storm King.
It says a lot without having to say
a lot of hills, well manicured grass, big red things.
Yeah.
You know, Dwyer, it's funny that that's the bit that you mentioned because I was seeing photos of this posted on Instagram from this same trip, and it looked like you and someone else were wearing neon cowboy hats.
That was the normal part.
That's not normal.
Okay, that's interesting.
People liked that.
I don't know.
What, did the whole group have them?
We all wore neon cowboy
hats. I like that kind of thing. I like that kind of thing.
It was fun. I actually didn't want to do it because I only want to do bits that no one likes.
How do you find your ability to connect with others?
That's a good question.
That's something I try not to examine too much.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Nice. Interesting. But
thank you for asking. Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you.
Who needs the warmth of others when you're just bathed in your own stinker?
That's right. Hey, that's right.
That could be the little soundbite for the episode.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We usually release a soundbite sort of with the press release, so that'll be good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
It'll be the flavor text.
Yes, Maggie. Now you're getting it.
I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a bit of a flavor text.
Caroline?
Yeah, why not? You know, speaking of flavor text, I like to cook and bake and stuff. And I saw this thing on TikTok that I was like, oh, I'll make this. And I didn't really think about it until it was already happening. I like only recently, one of the worst things about me is that I like just started to like seafood. And before, like a couple years ago, I was just like, ew, I'm not going to do any of it. But now I do like it, some of it, but still I'm kind of a little bitch about it. And this recipe made a sauce. It was Brussels sprouts and chickpeas, which is already like a 1-2 punch for my asshole. But
that's it all also farts.
Chickpeas? Mm-hmm. It's just but like a, what is, how bad is your asshole?
The dressing, well, it will be bad tonight, but the dressing.
It's like a super soaker full of air where it's just you hear it.
Stop it.
The dressing. It's like
little drops of water, so you just hear little tongue it's little raspberries.
That's not puff. Fair. How do they expect you to eat healthy if it's going to ruin the second ass. Half?
Well, yeah. If I eat healthy or bad, I kind of get the same result. So for me, it's right. kind of, you know what I mean? Nothing right. matters. But the dressing, so you roast the Brussels sprouts and then you like break up the chickpeas and they're supposed to be kind of like the topping, which as I was making it, I was like
sprinkles.
Yeah. I was like, I think horrible. This is gross. And then the dressing was made out of a whole tin and oil of anchovies. And as I with like with like peanut butter.
What are you talking about?
As I was making it, I was like, you know, I think I can get past this. I think it'll be okay. And this taste never went away of the anchovies, and the peanut butter was a really weird addition.
It's like a peanut butter Caesar salad.
It's really gross. And even thinking about it makes me want to throw up.
Also, like anchovies, I think is advanced seafood. Like that's varsity. I love seafood, and if there are anchovies on a Caesar, I'm taking them off.
Oh, yeah. I like it if it's blended well.
I like it blended.
If it's blended,
yeah.
If it's blended, but you know, sometimes they just lay them.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I'll say hello to it.
So that's what I realized when I was like cooking. This recipe had you like break, like heat up the anchovy oil and then break the anchovies in it until it's like makes a paste.
Oh my God.
I was like, I can't eat. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not going to be eating this part. And I felt really bad about it. I did throw out the dressing, but now kind of the bad part about that is right before I was cooking, I like took a shower. And so now my whole apartment and my body is just infused with like anchovy and I can't get rid of it. And
anchovy steam bath.
Yeah, but I'm not going back in the shower for like another 2 days. So
did
I'm
you just eat an anchovy? It looks like you just ate an anchovy.
You just
have
up.
Like loose chovies next to you. Yeah.
Loose chovies, disgusting.
Yeah, really gnarly.
Oof. Wow. Maggie?
Sure. I would say mine started off as not a stinker, as many stinkers do.
Sure.
Yesterday was Sunday, and I did a solo show on Friday night that I'd been working on for a really long time. So it was like this big release. And then I hung out with my dear friend Caroline the next night. And so Sunday I really was like, I'm going to give myself the whole day to just like basically play with my balls, you know,
I said yes before you said
yes. You're canceled.
Well, it does feel like that's what, like, because I basically played video games and like took a really long bath, and
it was actually very validating to hear, to be honest, that you would like say that that's nice.
Yeah. I feel like that's like, you know, when the dick havers are really relaxed, you know, they're in themselves and they're just having some time.
And it's okay.
Yeah. And it's okay.
Yes. Thank
so you. I did that and it was really lovely. And then, you know, the sun sets at noon now. And so the sun sets and I start to realize, okay, I've sort of been disassociating for the whole day. You know what I mean? And then it got, then at the end of the day, I had to like kind of, I had things I needed to do, but because I'd spent the whole day not existing in reality, that was very difficult for me on an emotional and physical level.
Right. The brain and the spirit were untethered.
Absolutely. They were in two different flavor texts.
Kind of like the balls and the penis.
Exactly.
Completely separate.
I've never seen the balls and the penis in the same place at once. Have you ever noticed that?
Literally. Yeah, think about that. Have you really ever?
Have you ever?
Never in the same room.
You know who that reminds me of? That guy from the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Penis what? Man.
We know penis man. Sure.
Penis guy. Yeah, sure. Penis man.
And
yeah.
I just want to say, James, penis to man drop and, that, to and drop balls, that, and then not and follow Clark. Up.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was like a toy level kind of bit that we yeah. experienced.
You just wanted you guys, that for us.
You got to see that movie.
I think okay. I'm starting to get the hatred for the bit.
I'm starting to see why it stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just the dead way I won't stop talking about it.
Okay. I think it's time we dive into our friend Ryan. Mm-hmm. Ryan, what have you brought us today? Take us to where this stinker begins. Where are we?
Well, this stinker is admittedly a stinker, but I also kind of stand by it, which I think is an important part of the stinker, right? It's like, it stinks, and I know that other people see it that way. And that's maybe why I like it. Maybe I like the stink. Maybe I like my own scent a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this was a sketch that I wrote for my sketch group, Big Grande. And it was not very well received within the group.
So this was not even out.
We didn't
the
even
audience.
Do it. No, I've been begging to do it. And I just think they don't get it. And I think that they are frankly kind of scared to be seen acting in it, to be honest.
We have to push through fear.
We absolutely do. That's what I've been thinking. And so I'll just say the name of the sketch is called Titty Crazed Boys.
Yes.
or Titty Crazed Boys Need Church is the full title.
See, to me, I hear that and I think perfect premise.
Yeah.
I want to be in the room where that concept is active.
Yes.
Well, this is, I think, a little bit, it could be a New York LA thing. And I feel like this would have gone great in New York. But we're dealing with some LA softies. You know, they don't want to be perceived as wrong ever at all or taking a risk or, you know, they're cowards and they're losers.
They're fucking cowards
they're
and losers.
They're funny, but they're losers and cowards.
Weenies.
Yeah. Their dick and balls are in the same room all the time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you tell me about it. So I wrote this sketch that I think is about sort of masculinity and how funny it is that like teenage boys can't control their like urges, and the dad is trying to tell them that they need to like get it together. But the premise, I mean, it is hard to hear. I even read it a little bit today, and it's tough to read because the premise is the dad just got remarried and the stepmom is moving in and the kids are all obsessed with her tits. Because they're titty crazed boys, like they're the unusual ones. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, the framing is there. I'm not saying we agree with the boys. I'm saying they need church.
They're crazed.
They're crazed. They're completely crazed. But it is a tough read, I will say. It's just
are they saying it to stepmommy's face?
No, I don't think so. Just in the beginning of the sketch, no. But they are talking about how they love her tits and, it is disgusting. But I think a braver group would at least let me try it somewhere.
Yeah.
But you know, well, I can't just do it myself.
We are a pretty brave group.
Yeah. We'll do a reading of it if you'd like.
But if you don't, if you want to do a line read, if you want to give us one line that you feel okay saying too, that's
right.
Good.
Maybe I'll just read like the first beginning.
I would love that.
Okay, I would really like that. Yeah.
Now, and I have to say, this is like a legendary fail within our group that I. Right. Like every time we do any sort of sketch show or whatever, I'm like, and maybe throw Titty Crazed Boys in there or TCB, which is what it's now affectionately called.
I'll tell you what, I feel like that's a sketch I'd write.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I feel like it's feminist.
I'd love to be the stepmom in that.
There's just an entire sketch to be had of the guy who keeps pitching Titty Crazed Boys.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I haven't written a lot of sketches for our group. I'm more the yes man or editor, and so that this is one that I feel really prideful about and denied on really hurts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why would you write them when you bring beautiful ideas to the table and they're poo-pooed away?
You know, like you said, we all have to work through our fear. Okay, so I'll just read the top. Three white trash little boys in sleeveless racing shirts and shitty hats are sat down by their white trash daddy in a visor and ponytail. Dad. All right, boys, as you know, your new stepmom, Brandy Lynn, is moving in with us this week, and I want things to go well. No running around, pinching her titties, no stealing her panties, basically none of whatever you little boys be doing, all right? And the boys all say, whatever, shut up, fucking Brandy Lynn. I know I didn't just hear you say the F word about my woman. I love this woman. We love her too, Dad. Well, now that's a good place to start. Yeah. We love her tits. Dad slaps Brad. No, absolutely not. I will not have you talk about Brandy Lynn like that. This is my home. You know what I think? You boys need church. We're going to church tomorrow. Wait, why? Come on, Daddy. No, ain't no way I'm going to church. all this titty talk makes me think you boys got the devil inside you, and I ain't gonna deal with it, so I'm bringing it to Jesus. Anyway, it keeps going.
Oh, it keeps getting nasty. My God. It's so funny to me to think of you like having never brought in a sketch and being like, hey, and it opens up so hard on white trash.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It starts from such an aggressive place.
Absolute white trash.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And so that's why, because I wanted to put us in enough of a mask, you know what I mean, that we could really be speaking through the mask, which is something we talk about all the time. So you're really not responsible for anything you say, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, this sketch still holds a pretty near and dear place in my heart, but I do think that's all the world will ever hear of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best part of it is almost the lore of it at this point.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I it has transformed and I'm fine with that.
And what year was this, would you say, when you wrote this?
Probably 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I was like 27, too old to admit to
be thinking about titty pinchers.
Yes, yes, yes. Pinching her titties. I mean, I think I was also having fun writing in the voice.
Started there. Yeah.
I know. I know.
It's so funny hearing this from you about like bringing this sketch to your group of like all male writers, because I can guarantee you that if in the like creative partnerships Caroline and I have, like that would be hard.
I feel like that's what I have to like give this to a group of women and they can perform it.
It feels very feminine.
Yeah.
This does remind me, like you're talking about like, oh, you know, maybe it's a New York versus LA thing. I do think there's at least in some circles some merit to that, if only because I remember putting up a show once with a few friends where we thought it was funny that a bit in the show was that a bunch of the girls at the high school went on the big roller coaster at Six Flags Great Adventure that's like named
King
after
Ka.
King De Ka, and it went too fast, so their tits flew off their bodies, and we just kept saying that. And I remember we got notes from the artistic director of UCB being like, "Hey, yeah, actually, I didn't really like the way you guys kept harping on the titties flying off the bodies."
What show was that?
It was a show called Now That's What I Call a Party, Volume 1, with a very short-lived sketch group of mine called Dr. DJ.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But then we did also get trouble for bringing beer on stage and serving beer to the audience without carding them.
Whatever, nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Couldn't anyway,
that would have
nothing
flown.
Matters.
That would have flown yeah, 8 years ago in New York.
You would have been the new artistic director, is what it sounds like, if you brought something like that in.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish.
I do feel like there's like whatever that line in the sand is of some people like willing to do gross, like it's not even gross humor, it's just like humor that comes from the id of everyone that's like so based and lizard brain.
Yeah.
And it's like
it's just making you laugh to think about the dad being like, no titty pinch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just love it though.
Because it is like, it's not like I'm proud of it, but I do think it's funny. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, 100%. I think that's the things that I think are the funniest, I'm also like embarrassed and ashamed about.
I did in my show over the weekend. That is, I think I didn't, I was like, something inside me is telling me I have to do this. And so I did. And it was like in the same section, I talk about some serious things, but I like, I put up straight up fan-made animated porn on a projector. And afterwards, right, everyone was like, that was shocking. And I didn't want to see it. like it was like, I didn't need to see thick cat dog with like a shared
penis. That was the most shocking thing to me.
Oh, that's a good idea though.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it's like, come on though. It's there for us to have.
That's how I feel. It's like, how old are you that you can't separate your feelings from a thing you saw? You know what I mean? Like, if it's not for you, just go like, ooh, I'll never think about it again, and then it won't have to bother me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to like sit with it and hang on to a hatred to it is like, you're the baby. You know
what I mean? You're the baby. Like, get the fuck over it. What are you scared? SpongeBob's actually eating Patrick's ass?
Right. Exactly. And if he were, hilarious that it got greenlit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny because I don't think of myself as like an offensive comic. Like, I don't think I don't think of myself as a comic at all. I don't use that word, but I can't imagine people being offended.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Just look the other way or like change. Yeah. I don't know. It bothers me.
And especially people that like are choosing to go see a comedy show. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not like on the side of like, you could say anything you want, don't get offended. But it's like, I do remember I did an improv show once where at like the intermission, someone from the audience complained to the manager about like the content. And it was like, it's never the stuff that you're like, oh, that, you know what I mean? Like that was bad. It was just genuinely like something dumb. And they had to come back and be like, hey, just so you know, this person like complained about this. And we're all like, okay, cool.
That wasn't the show where you beat the shit out of a random audience member. For fun,
But that was, they weren't complaining about that.
Okay, just
Okay.
And it was like a hate crime, technically.
Legally, I have to call it a hate crime because I was prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for that one.
Well, good. Good.
Wow. So you basically, what I'm getting from that, you think that everybody else on Big Grande is a fucking coward?
Yeah.
I don't want to use that word, but I have before.
Yeah. Wow.
I think so. No, I mean, it's definitely not a good look. Like, nobody's going to look good doing this sketch, but it's funny to me. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. And they have probably had better sketches to do as well. Like, I don't know that this is a banger. It's more like funny that you're doing it rather than funny on its own merit. It's like it's like 50-50 maybe, you know?
You would have to like present the sketch in the context of this is the one sketch that you really wanted to do that no one else wanted to do, you know?
Yes.
Which would be a great show of like groups all doing the one sketch that like the rest of the group forbade that one person to do. Yes. That would be a great show.
Oh, what a release that would be.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I remember in like sketch 201 or something,
Brag.
Obviously, yes, thank you.
Whoa.
Which I dropped out of, but somehow kept passing the classes. But always had male teachers. And I wrote a sketch where the character was the woman who came up with TBS very funny, but she starts hitting on someone by saying she's TBS very horny. Mm-hmm. And the only...
This is good, Maggie. This is good.
That's the thing. It's really good, actually. Yes. And like, it was bad. It was a badly written sketch. You know, there were lunch meets involved, things that didn't have to be there.
It's getting better.
But,
I just keep hearing pluses.
I'm assuming Boris had.
Maybe you weren't explaining it right. It sounded pretty good.
But it was like the teacher was immediately like, this, you won't be able to do this. And I remember it was like a teacher who I didn't
try pulling this off. I dare you.
Yeah. Wait, you wouldn't be able to do this in what context? Like you.
He was like at the theater.
But who cares? It's like a sketch class. Who cares?
Yeah. But it was like it was just, it was.
I'm saying he's a loser. I'm agreeing
with
you.
That's what I mean. He's an unfunny loser.
Didn't respect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know that I ever had one that did.
I am taking TBS very horny elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if they like this over at the pit.
Yeah.
I bet I can do it there.
You better believe.
You know, I bet you Dell would have liked this sketch. Dell would have loved this sketch. I bet he's rolling in his grave with.
And I am an absolute Dell stan. And I am. Here, I will die on. That's the only hill I will die on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never met him. Dell. I never met him, but I love him.
Me too.
Yeah. Same.
I have so many different photos of him in my house that I've stolen from different training centers.
Aww. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah,
they deserve it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, but Maggie, anyway, you have to do TBS very horny at some point.
Yeah.
Where does it go from there?
It's living on some Google Drive somewhere, you know.
We'll find it.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Well, yeah, I want to know, is it kind of a bit of a catchphrase moment? You know what I mean? Or do you kind of, what else happens?
Oh, in the sketch, mm-hmm. It's her pitching it. And it's just the contrast of everyone being like, that's psychotic. No. And her getting hornier and acting hornier.
But
and
no,
so,
it's making her horny, or she's just generally she's like ill with horniness.
Yeah, she is. She's in pain.
Oh,
she's
really sick.
Yeah, it's like blue balls, but emotional.
Now I actually support the teacher. I don't joke about blue balls.
Is she being funny? Like in the sketch, is she being funny to herself?
Yes.
Pass.
No.
Oh, fail.
Yeah.
Because if she knows, I love it. It's like, great. She's just committing too hard.
Yeah. You're right.
She's too horny. This is about me giving you guys notes, right?
Yeah,
this,
I have a couple sketches pulled up that awesome. If you don't mind.
Oh my God, please, Caroline. Yeah.
Wait, can we all just pitch you? This is not, this. We're doing something like this after this anyway, but can we all pitch our worst comedy premises that we've probably ever done or thought about doing?
Yeah, I don't, it's hard for me. Mine. You go ahead.
Mine is, and I did it twice as a bit, and both times they were very different, and I never understood what the game of it was. And I was just the guy who did mocap for the bullet in the Korn Freak on a Leash music video. That's
no.
it.
No.
That's all I had.
Well, surely so it goes somewhere.
No. Not at all. It's just then him being like, yeah, you want to see? And then he just like zooms around a room. It was really bad. It's like very, extremely bad.
Right.
And so what's your note for that, Ryan? How could,
I would say it just needs more details. It sounds like it doesn't really go anywhere. But I'd love to see it shot. Love to see it shot.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking of putting it on film, right? So
smart.
Film.
Yeah. And you don't, it's film. Not digital. This is a film world.
No, you wanted, okay.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Well, film is conveniently now more expensive since nobody uses it anymore. So that's even better.
And that's what's convenient about it as well.
Yeah.
I thought of my idea. Now, this is something I actually did get forced into performing one time against my will. And Dwyer might be familiar with this one. This is something. Like, this is something that I would do as like a bit. You know, you do something as a bit and you don't ever like think through it. You know what I mean? Where it just is like happening.
Absolutely.
I was forced to perform this on a commercial shoot that I did with Dwyer once where, again, I can't stress it up. This is just like a bit we did when we were fucking around. And he like set apart time. The director set apart time on like the call sheet to be like Caroline's character. At like 4:20, all of the cast and crew were like watching, and they're like, "Oh my god, we heard you have this really funny character you're gonna perform." And I'm like, "It's not anything." And the whole premise was that I was Chris Angel's daughter, and for some reason, I had like a very thick Italian accent, and that was it. And I can't stress enough that like. just like
keep up in Chris Angel.
Oh my god. Sounds like throwing darts at a wall.
Yes.
Like this thing and this thing.
And now I'll still accept a note from you, but I can tell you that I don't really need notes knowing because I performed it in front of a room of people to silence and confusion. And afterwards someone goes, "What was that?"
And they taped it.
From the audience?
And they, yeah, and they did tape it. It does actually exist on the internet.
Oh my god. That's heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to bomb. Like when you know you deserve it, you're like,
"Oh yeah.
Oh, this is the right thing and I have to just wait until it's over."
Mm-hmm. So what's your note?
Is the accent broad enough?
It's not specific.
Well, that's your problem. You need it to be well, actually I like non-specific Italian. That kind of I enjoy, but you know.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe it could have been Gallagher's daughter. He's got an Italian shirt on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Italian works. The Italian part definitely works.
Yeah. No notes on that.
An Italian daughter, there's a lot to work with there.
Writes itself.
Yeah.
The thing I'll never forget about that whole experience on that commercial shoot, which was, it was an insane thing that was 4 weeks long where we had to meet 2 days a week for 4 weeks. It didn't make sense.
And you know, it was non-union, baby. So,
yeah.
This is primo non-union commercial days. And we fucking, when Caroline was told she had to pitch it to the agency.
To the agency that was producing a Fiber One commercial.
Which, yeah, whether we would also, the way it worked was
I still don't get how it fit into
it. It didn't.
We did branded content for 4 weeks where we would show up one day, rehearse 10 sketches, like learn all of them and record all of them on a stage the next day.
Wow.
For 12 to 18 hours.
For Fiber One?
Yep.
Yep.
And that like little cracker, right? It's like a cracker bar or something.
It's the worst of all of the like sort of breakfast bar type things. Mm.
Are there commercials out there for Fiber One with you guys in it?
Well, not really. The thing that happened is I don't think like because this was 10 years ago. It was like a non-union internet only thing, and there were so many of them, and so they should all be wiped from the internet. But what happened is the director really like lost his mind and kept all the footage.
The Fiber One shoot.
Yes, kept the footage, re-edited the footage, and now has just like this website built about like, and it has all of these videos of us, but they're very edited very strangely. And it's like, it's just so they exist, but not in a commercial sense, so to speak.
Because he thought that the client or that the agency did him wrong and did him dirty on his original concept.
Sure.
So he re-edited
In his defense, this is a very original concept.
and tough for the agency to do him right on this.
Yeah.
They also fired his best friend on day one from the set. Aww. On set.
My best friend? Uh-huh. You're going to fire my best friend?
It was so crazy.
You don't get to say best friend at work.
He also made a bunch of us go to his house, which Caroline was not there for, to see because he wanted to show us something. And he showed us the re-edited footage, and we're like, cool.
Oh my God.
But when he showed it to us, he pulled up his laptop, and on his laptop, his background was a picture of his own bare ass with a hand on it.
Sounds like you guys are still pretty close to this guy. Frequent collaborator. Yeah,
Caroline. Caroline.
Have we not talked about this on this podcast?
No.
Maybe not like this.
She just sent the link to it in the chat. And
SnackDramaPlayers.com.
And it's really unwell.
I'm honestly.
Another crazy aspect is that we went back
believe they did
for
him
free
wrong.
A month later.
Oh, me, yeah, to
Caroline,
do like reshoots or whatever?
To do documentary style. Like,
well, it's
documentary
that thing,
style interviews.
You want to make it good. Like, you're a part of it. So you do want to, like, you don't want it to be so shitty. So if you can help it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it to turn out like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So like, taken like, by a
whatever
crazy
I have to
man.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I.
That's the worst.
The one good thing is I did get 4 Lycra suits out of it that other people had worn.
That is good.
Yeah.
Did you get sick from them or anything?
Just a few cases of MRSA.
A few cases at once? Yeah. Or? Yeah,
only most of them went necrotic. Yeah, it was pretty sick.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm sort of beside myself at this website. I got to spend more time on that.
Well, we'll drop a link in the podcast description.
There's about 50 videos you can watch.
The dude is going to freak out when he goes, wow, I got 100 hits on one of these videos. It's a nice website.
That's what's so shocking about it is
the layout is professional. It looks like it's shot well.
Because it was a funded shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, I wish Peter all the best if he's listening.
Peter.
Director. I'm sure he is.
Man, that shit was wild, Peter.
Peter, you popped off with that one.
You really did.
Bestie. Yeah.
Bestie, you went wild for real.
The Fiber One logo is so small on the website too, which is really funny because it's like there's some personal animosity there.
Oh yeah, we don't want the whole thing really for Fiber One.
You might as well stick it up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sad. Speaking of sticking it up, I think maybe this could be the perfect time to transition to our last segment of the podcast and really the crown jewel of the podcast, Piss Tank. Now, are you familiar with Shark Tank, Ryan?
I am. Yes. Yes.
That's good.
Okay. That's good. Throw out everything you know about it and then take it back in. Okay. And that is kind of how this is going to work. You're going to be the shark. And Maggie, James, and I are going to each present brand new ideas to you. And you can either, you know, select the worst one or the one that you think is best. Kind of you're the judge. You can ask questions. It's really your world.
Cool. Great.
And you have unlimited funds.
Yeah.
And I'm investing dollars.
Well, just one.
Or okay.
Yeah, you kind of choose one.
Great.
It's a bit of a choose one moment.
Okay. But it's not. I don't invest like in piss. Like it's
well,
not.
Oh, I don't know. It could. If that's what's being asked for.
Oh, so you're not all necessarily looking for money. You could be looking for many different things to run your business or your idea.
A lot of times we are just looking for the technology.
Yeah, I get that.
And so that is something we often need.
Okay, great.
Great.
Well, what do you have for me, Piss?
Yeah. Well, since I'm already talking, I guess I'm dealing, huh? Dealer's Choice says... No. I got a great idea for you, Shark. But before I get into it, I want to tell you a little about my family. Everyone in my family was born on the same day, June 30th.
Wow.
Pretty big coincidence, huh?
It is, yeah.
Or was it on purpose? That's something we haven't figured out, and I just want you to know what my hobby is. My hobby is sort of figuring out the mystery of my family's birthday.
Mm. Okay.
I have a TikTok, and I sort of go in deep on what I think the major conspiracy theories are on that.
Hmm.
I got some theories. So what I want to talk about today is completely unrelated. Shark, have you ever found yourself at an amusement park?
Sure. Yeah.
You have?
Yes. Yeah.
And have you
ever? I intended to go.
You did intend to go.
Oh, yeah. Never on accident.
What if there was an amusement park called Oopsie Doozles Park? And it's an amusement park only for people who don't want to be there.
I see your competitors are shaking their heads. No.
Right. So you sort of just stumble into it. Maybe you get captured and you end up there. Maybe you take a wrong turn down the street and next thing you know, you're in Oopsie Doozles. Maybe. I see somebody mouthing, this is a park for incels. I was thinking about that.
Can you go to this park if you fuck?
You could go to this park if you fuck. Absolutely. Okay. Maybe you were looking to fuck and you accidentally ended up at Oopsie Doozles.
That's sort of a scary situation.
Yeah. We haven't really figured out how you accidentally end up there, but we have curated a park for people who end up there on accident. And at that park, we have things like a phone charging station.
That's important.
Yeah, because if you're there by accident, you might have a busy day. Mm-hmm. We have a foot bath.
No.
1 foot bath?
Sorry. It's a big one. It's a big one. A lot That's of feet. Good.
That
was fit.
The next question. Yeah. Is it like a Russian bath's kind of foot bath?
I wouldn't want to ascribe any sort of nationality onto it.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm not trying to get canceled. We also have you ever thought, have you ever been in a situation where you're like hungry all of a sudden?
Yes. Yeah.
We also have a vending machine, and that vending machine is full of egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, cold?
Hot.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. That is an interesting, that's interesting. Now, are there rides here, or do you mostly just sort of walk around and have accidents?
Well, a lot of the rides is sort of an accident. You know, when you go to the airport and it's a long walk and there's that sort of like treadmill?
Yeah. I call it the people mover.
The people mover. We have one of those. We sort of push you onto it when you're still disoriented by the fact that you just ended up at Oopsie Doozles. And when we push you, the park attendants, the Oopsie Doozers, we call them, they say, Oopsie Doozles. And then so whenever a new experience is happening, there's sort of you hear a little Oopsie Doozles. Mm-hmm. And so you get pushed onto the people mover. Next thing you know, you end up in Tinkertown. Bet you're wondering what Tinkertown is. Tinkertown is sort of like Main Street USA for Oopsie Doozles.
So it's like bad Disneyland, kind of.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just say it's just sort of its own thing. Okay. There's also pasta. No. There's no sauce. You sort of, but you pick your own. We have a lot of different shapes, and they're probably shapes you're unfamiliar with because they're rejects. They're factory reject shapes.
Oopsie we get doozles them. In themselves. That's interesting.
What's that?
They're oopsie doozles in themselves. They're rejected and they live at the little reject park.
And to be honest, we didn't plan that. It just sort of sounds like it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just sort of sounds like that. And it sounds like we know what we're doing. And yeah, there's also one other ride, and that ride is a Tesla, but the battery's dead. But we did actually figure out this one guy, his name is Rage. He figured out a way to hook a gas generator up to a Tesla.
Oh, perfect.
And so he's running the Tesla on gas, but it guzzles. It guzzles that gas. So he is constantly pouring gas into the generator. So you're going to see Rage on the side. You get in the Tesla. It doesn't drive. It's on cinder blocks. And you can watch any Netflix you want from my account, my personal account. As long as my brother's not logged in, because I did give him my login a little while ago, and you can't have too many people logged in anymore on Netflix, or they really do actually log you out. You can watch Netflix in the Tesla. Rage is gonna be pouring gas in there. It will smell really bad.
His real name
like
is Rage,
gas.
Or is that like a nickname?
That's his real name, but he prefers that you also call him that as like a sort of nickname.
Well, if it's his real name, yeah, I have no problem calling him that.
So anyway, you're probably wondering what are we looking for from you, Shark, for Oopsie Doozles? And what we're looking for is a curious mind, an adventurous heart, and $3 billion cash, made out to cash, actually, as a check. We need it. Uh-huh. So it has to be liquid. It has to be $3 billion liquid, and we are hoping that we could maybe give you a 45% stake in the company for that $3 billion.
Man, well, that sounds pretty weird and good. I mean, I like weird. You know, it sounds like a disruptor to the space, if you will. Most parks you want to go to with your family on purpose. You know, it's usually geared towards kids, which I think is a smart move. Your park doesn't really make sense, and I don't know how you would go there on purpose.
So that, we are also hoping you could figure out how you get there either on accident or on purpose.
And do you have a location? Do you have a location that you are wanting to build it?
Well, right now we basically have a Denny's parking lot.
Oh, that's small.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel better, it's actually a Denny's parking lot in the corner, edge of a giant parking lot of a Walmart.
Oh, okay.
So we can do a little bleed over. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I you know, obviously I have endless money and I could invest in all of these if I wanted to. But this one's interesting. I'm going to have to put this on the back burner.
Thank you.
I'm interested in hearing the other ideas before I commit too hard, but this definitely sounds like one of the weirdest days you could have in America. So I'm interested.
Thank you, Shark.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess I'll go next. I'll start off with a song.
Oh no.
She had junk like a trunk. Trunk, trunk. Guys like what? Trunk, trunk. Baby, move your butt. Junk, trunk. I think I'm talking about junk trunk.
No.
So from what I've just said, you obviously know I'm talking about junk trunk. That is taking there are so many antique trunks in the world. What if we put those to use and found a place for all that junk in your car? Some people might say that's just what a regular car trunk is, but I say no, because I'm supposed to be removing all my things from the trunk at night, and that's not easy. What if I just had a trunk I could unclip via carabiner and take upstairs with all my junk in it? That'd be pretty nice, wouldn't it? Well, that's what junk trunk is. It's a trunk it's also upcycling, because we're taking trunks from world wars and circuses everywhere, and we are turning them into gold, really. We have not done one with wheels yet, so the trunks are just running behind the car, sort of hitting the pavement, flapping. But I do think wheels are in our future. We just have not been able to budget for them yet.
That makes sense. I like this idea. Now, my only issue with it is most trunks that I've used are nearly impossible to move. They're like usually 100 pounds empty.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, with all of the stuff, I mean, I have kids, sports equipment, you know, toys. How do I get that up the stairs if it doesn't have wheels?
We have an all made from reusable materials crossbody strap.
Oh, I love those bags. Those are all the rage right now.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a streetwear style thing as well.
Totally. Like how people wear their fanny packs across. Mm-hmm. Imagine you could do that, but you have your trunk strapped to you diagonal style.
I love that. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's
so
pretty interesting.
We're looking for, really, you know, we know we're a local market just here in the Twin Cities. And so we first want to get it started here. You know, everything has to start somewhere. I'm sure Uber only started in one city.
Great point, actually.
And so we will be just trying to take over the Twin Cities with junk trunk.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a very opportune time. I love that you're sourcing from world wars, and there is currently one happening. So I feel like you could really tap into profiting off of the Russia-Ukraine situation, which I am really into right now. As a shark, I'm just looking for that edge wherever I can.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty interested. These are two great ideas. Wow. And I don't want to jump too fast, because I feel which way I'm leaning. But I gotta hear all the info before I make my piss. So let's hear from the last.
Yep, I'm ready, pitch. Shark. I heard piss, and I'm ready to go. I want to thank you again for coming to Minneapolis, and I'd like to start off my
very cold here, cold city.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'd like to start off with a movie quote. You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am, from On the Waterfront, 1954. So, Shark, it is from On the Waterfront and the film Toys. You'll feel like you could have been a contender if you invest in my company. Chairs.
Oh,
You probably recognize at least me, and if not me, at least this ass from my viral TikTok where I introduced chairs to the entire world. Now, chairs is, of course, a fully functional chairs in any kind of design you want, made out of 100% human hair. And now, Shark, we source our hair from the walls of bathrooms, showers, from snaked pipes, from, you know how sometimes if you try to vacuum a rug and you can't quite get it clean because the hair is so matted in there? Well, that's where all
for you to get through that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was just thinking about what it's like to be the hair in the rug.
Yeah, right.
And so, Shark, that is where chairs come from. And we hope to, in the future, have any kind of style chair you could want, like a regular foreleg, like an office chair, spinning lounge chair. But right now, the only structure we have is our flagship prototype, which is a beanbag, because that's the easiest for us to make out of the hair.
So it's a big clump of hair. It's just a big beanbag ball of hair.
And it's funny you say that. That's what our marketing people said too when they first looked at it. But no, it is a chair. And what we are looking for from you is really just kind of the right attitude and access to a lot of the city's pipes, because a lot of people aren't letting us go into their homes to collect, and we have to collect in order to make chairs. So thank you, Shark.
Well, I think this is a fantastic idea that I didn't quite understand when you were just verbally saying it. But when I see the sign you have and the picture of these beautiful chairs, which is how I would say it, chairs or cahairs, that could be a good way to do it.
Thanks for the note.
You're absolutely. Thanks for the idea. Mm-hmm. I think this is just fantastic. I think, you know, it's recycling. Mm-hmm. It's reusing. It's reducing waste. I mean, the human hair is one of the most sustainable things we have on this earth. That's why I eat it every morning for breakfast.
Wow.
Yes, it's one of the most bioavailable proteins we have.
Like
so
ants.
I eat. Oh, that's so funny. I eat ants and hair for breakfast. How did you know? Wow. You know, when you become a billionaire, you learn the truth about a lot of things, and you learn what's the best, and you optimize your life. Mm-hmm. And I think all three of you are really thinking that way. And I could see you being future billionaires or billionaires. billion hairs. I don't know if
Yes.
Gosh, this is tough. This is one of the hardest piss contests I've ever been a part of. Let's see. I guess I gotta go with the World War.
Thank you.
Three junk trunks. Trunk. Yeah, no. Junk trunk. I like junk trunk, but I mean, why do we have to compete? Mm-hmm. You know, why can't we put these all together? Because I think the junk trunk.
Shark, there's a spotlight all of a sudden on you right now while giving this speech.
Wow. Competition. Is it worth it? Is it the only way to get the best product? What if everybody wins? What if we mine the pipes of the whole world to build chairs inside of an accidental amusement park with a little bit of junk in the trunk?
Wow.
Why don't we call Vladimir Putin? I have his personal number. We're friends. And say, you're bald. Don't you wish you weren't? And we sell him hair.
Yes.
Wow, yes. You're getting it.
This is four equal geniuses talking today.
Yeah. A meeting of the minds.
It's really just so true what they say about billionaires, how they know the truth and are so smart at everything.
Yes. This is the first annual Brilliancy Summit, in a way.
I think that's a great idea. We should call this that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant mixed with fluency. Plurilancy.
Yes, yes.
Or I'm currency. Fully fluid. It could be currency.
I love that. Are you guys into cryptos?
Oh, yeah. I love just all kinds of cryptos.
Bad yeah. ape.
Oh, this is a good time to get in right now. Mm. I hope you got in a couple weeks ago. It's a great time. Oh,
yeah, nice. I got in about a month ago. I put all my money in a place called FTX.
Oh, nice.
That's so smart. That's really smart.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
I'm in. Listen, I'm in. I'm ready to liquidate everything I have and support all three ideas if you'll have me. If you'll have me.
Thank you.
We'll have
Thank you. We'll have Thank you. Thank you.
Thank wow. you so much. And I have a real feeling that my life is not going to get totally worse right now. I have a real feeling about that.
That's awesome. I love that.
I do like that I think you're the first person to come on this show and conceptualize all three ideas winning. And I think that's, you know, that meme that's like galaxy brain.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. galaxy brain activated.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a galaxy brain moment.
Yeah.
Well, and my brain is growing. It's growing to the point that I have to get skull surgery. I have to crack it in half and let it be wide. I have to let it be
double wide.
Is it going to be open, or are they going to put like a little filler material like paper mache?
Well, I'm going to get my wig increased. I'm going to get my I wear a very sturdy toupee, and that is going to be
a bit of a wig thickener.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe some adult Fontanelle or something.
Yes, and cake fondant. Where do you do cake fondant?
Well, that's what adult Fontanelle is made out of.
Yeah.
It's cake fondant. So.
Right, right.
Ryan, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. What a treat it was to talk about our stinkers. This was really fun.
Really fun. Is there anything in particular you would like to promote?
Well, I guess if people want to check it out, you can check out my podcast, Man Dog Pod. I record with Dan Lippert. It's an improv podcast. Carolyn was just on. It was very funny. Mm-hmm. And then Big Grande, my sketch and improv group. You can check us out at biggrandewebsite.com. We got a bunch of like sketch videos and podcasts and shit on there that you can watch for free or buy if you're nasty. So check it out.
That's where the little boys loving bongos that need church. That's where
it won't be.
That's where it will never be allowed to be posted, and it's quite a shame.